Hi, everybody. This is a Tales from Davidstown supplementary episode with me, producer, director Cal, and
me, executive producer, Julia. So, let's just call it producer chat.
It's a
producer chat.
Is that going to be the thing going forward? Have we inadvertently christened ourselves another project within the TFD project?
The producer chat.
Great. Okay. It is the 28th of January, 2025 already. And if you've been following TFD, you will know that we are about to release season one of Tales from Davidstown, the audio series, to the wider world, which is exciting.
Very exciting. So you will be able to listen to the audio show on, now I have to get this right, Amazon Music,
Spotify,
YouTube, and hopefully soon iTunes as
well. Yeah, maybe. We're still working on that one because that isn't an easier one to do, weirdly enough. It takes more effort and money, which is annoying. But certainly those three and maybe some other ones, smaller ones later on. But those are the main ones we're covering just because they're the biggest players in the field, so to speak. And we shall go from there. I know that there's probably like 20 different streamers out there by now.
There's but
we don't need to do all those.
It's just,
I'm sure,
stick with the main ones.
Yeah. Okay. So I suppose I wanted us to sit here and just chat for a short time. This isn't going to be one of our usual jobs where it's an hour long, I don't think. So I'm kind of timing this to a point. But I kind of wanted to do this chat with Jules for the benefit of you guys listening to this, just so we covered a few kind of questions and maybe recovered some extra bits as well as to the change in plan with TFD and how we're approaching the production, the marketing, where it's being played.
And also give some new context for hopefully our new listeners.
Yes.
Because if they listen to the first three episodes.
Yes.
Which they will be able to do soon.
Yes.
I don't think it fully reflects where we have gone with Tales from Davidstown in the last year.
Yeah, okay. So it's worth bearing in mind for any new listeners is when we started TFD, the first few episodes, I mean, most of the first season, in fact, we produced back in 2023. So first off, these episodes are already a year and a half old. I haven't been anywhere else except on Patreon because that's where we started the whole project for our paying residents there to listen to it. Also, like with any series, I think that you develop, and we kind of did this a little bit ad hoc. We spent a few episodes finding our feet with it, as in what it was going to be. Like we knew it was going to be about a female werewolf for Emily. Emily Hargreaves, the character. But we didn't really know much more than that. So the challenge was very simply, let's create a pilot episode where we have a character describing themselves, turning into a werewolf for the first time with the sound effects and all the rest of it, and then see if anyone goes, oh, that's interesting. And that was literally the premise for this thing.
Trust us to pick one of the most visual genres out there to make an audio show.
Yes. But you've got all the soundscape to work with, which was why we thought that this thing had legs to some degree. Anyway, so we went ahead and produced an 8-minute pilot, which is essentially a single scene, really, with Danny Shepherd, who plays Emily throughout the whole show so far. Just to give it a go and see what happens. And the reception was really good. When we thought, okay, we can maybe look at making a series out of this, we wrote a couple more episodes which had a similar kind of vibe, as in she's telling another story from an inner monologue sort of thing, and again she turns into a werewolf. And very quickly we realized that this would get boring really, really quickly because there's not really a lot you can do story-wise with that, I don't think.
No.
And I remember I had the conversation with Luella in one of our in our official BTS podcast, which will be coming out later next month, I imagine, where I basically sort of said it was going to, I was worried it was going to turn into like that, the 70s version of The Incredible Hulk. I don't know if you ever saw that, Jules.
No, I didn't see that. But no. Let me guess, he turned into Hulk every episode.
Yeah, of course he did, yeah, because he's the Incredible Hulk. But it was like, he was the only character other than this one guy, I think, who was like a reporter who was like following him or something like that, trying to expose him or something or other. There was no other regular characters that I remember. And I just thought, it's going to get boring real fast. We realized that really quickly. So very...
And it's a very niche audience as well.
Yeah. But I think, you know, outside of the werewolf side of things, which again, like you said, Jules, it's a super visual, normally a super visual kind of genre or subgenre to follow without a bunch of good characters. I think certainly it would have run out of steam almost immediately. So we made the decision to start creating a wider world. That meant turning this town, David's town, into something a little bit more, adding more characters that are, again, more than meets the eye. Nothing to do with Transformers, sorry.
Also playing with the symbolism of the werewolf.
Yeah.
I've always found that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
In terms of taking that motive of transformation and discovering power within you, discovering strength within you, and that can relate to very different circumstances.
Right.
So even if you're not a fan of the werewolf genre or you're not a fan necessarily of the supernatural, the characters are so relatable and deeply rooted in human experience that the supernatural is just an element that we play with to make their experience even more extreme.
Right. So we didn't just want supernatural for supernatural's sakes and then there's nothing else to get invested in.
Exactly.
Everything has to be about fundamentally a sort of human experience, whether it be loss, whether it be transformation, whether it be, you know, discovering your true self or what, you know, whatever themes we've been
working
with.
And if you look at the best supernatural shows, they all do that very well.
I think if you look at any of the best shows, you know, you need good characters to get behind and, you know, good characters with good conflicts. And because we've got a really fun bunch of characters that all have their own kind of agendas, pretty much.
And we're putting them through a lot.
And yeah, we should do. And more that will continue. So that's a little bit of background about season one. As we sort of progressed through season one, I think by the time we'd got to episode 9, we were sort of already at the stage of thinking, okay, the story's moving in a direction. We just need to think about how many episodes we're going to do for season one and where we want to kind of wrap things up before we decide about continuing. Things were looking okay as far as the self-funding nature of the project has been on Patreon. It hasn't, you know, we've not been, you know, paying ourselves loads of money and things like that. In fact, all the money we've made, every single penny we've made from this project has gone straight back into the project. And if you're wondering what possible costs go into producing a series like this, well, it's not even just a series, it's our whole offering. We've got the audio series, we've got the audio book, we've got the graphic novel, we've got our running costs with things like websites, web development. Now we've got additional costs minor additional costs, but costs all the same.
Marketing
costs. We've got costs with disseminating the podcast, the episodes through the internet on these streaming platforms. So all these little things, or some bigger things, you know, paying for your actors, obviously.
Your comic artists,
yeah. It all adds up. And so every penny we've been investing, every penny we've made through Patreon has gone straight back into that project. And we've effectively been working with Sweat Equity, as I think you were told to refer to it as a while back. That is to say, we believe in this. We want this to be a bigger thing so we can do this full time. We are filmmakers by trade, but we'd love to be able to invest a hell of a lot more time into this so we can bring more episodes much more regularly and really build this thing into the ultimate goal, which if you weren't already aware of,
is
a live action something. And that could be either a feature film or maybe even live action, a live action series. Who knows? So that's a heap of background to sort of throw at you inside of a 10-minute window. But
so if you listen to the first 3 episodes, stick with us.
Yes.
The story will develop.
Yes.
The characters will go through a lot.
We get some good characters start appearing as well. I mean, obviously we get Emily in episode 1. She's in every episode, naturally. She's our, you know, lead. Main character. She's our lead. Jess appears fairly soon, especially with, I think she appears in episode 3. We've got Dr. Yep. Paul, he appears in episode 2. And then other more interesting characters, even more interesting characters start appearing. We've got Mei Ling, we have Serafina much later, and so on and so forth. So, and then the connections start forming between all these characters.
And there is a wider array of supernatural characters as well. Yeah,
but I'm not going to tell you too much.
I think we can tell,
we don't want to tell you too
much. We can
tell
you this, but yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So there's a lot to look forward to over the course of the 12 episodes of season 1. Now, we've referred to season 1 a lot. We have a second season in production at the moment. And that, for the time being, is just going to be on Patreon because it's still in progress. We're still we are still making that, writing it, producing it. We need to record all of it, etc., etc. But in order to try and keep the we need to be able to give our paid supporters something as part of their perks, essentially, right?
Something extra.
Extra, and that means super early access to season 2. Because they give us, they're making this happen. They make the comics happen. They make the episodes happen. They make everything happen. Without us paid supporters, there is no project. Simply put. And that is the economy of it. I'd love to be able to say, oh yes, money is no object. We're just going to make this thing and for you guys. And that would be lovely. But it's just not the reality of things, unfortunately.
And there is a lot of perks that you will get.
Yes.
Should you be interested in becoming a Patreon subscriber and supporting us, which would be lovely and we would very much appreciate it, you'll get the audiobook 1916.
Which is a prequel story to the main series set in 1916.
If you are a fan of audiobooks, I can highly recommend that, no bias. Then the graphic novel.
Again, super early access.
So if you want to see the story come to life in comic form, then that is available. We also have all our behind the scenes podcasts, episodes and Q&As with actors. You are able to shape the story with user polls that we're doing. You can ask our actors and cast, writers, producers, can ask them questions.
Part of our Discord.
If you want to join our Discord.
We have our AI chatbot characters. So some of our main characters have been AI created in AI, so you know people can actually chat and interact with them.
Get all of Emily's sass.
Yep, or all Jess's sass and all of Emily's anxiety, werewolf anxiety. We're building on this.
Or if you get to episode 3 and you're like, I can't wait until next week, please feel free to subscribe to the Patreon.
Absolutely. If, however, you'd rather just take your time and listen to it on good old Spotify or Amazon, wherever you might be listening to this or the episodes in general, then we will be rolling those out weekly throughout the first season, along with BTS stuff. So like chats like this, but more importantly, our BTS interviews with cast members, with Luella, usually, depending on people's availabilities, because we all have the and or job roles at the moment. That is just the nature of an indie production. So there's a lot on offer, and there's more hopefully to come in due course as we hopefully grow this thing.
But if you want to support us outside of Patreon, then please feel free to follow all our social media channels, like, share, subscribe, comment. Every engagement is welcome and helps us build the audience, helps us build
the whole
platforms,
thing.
Build the whole thing and bring that universe to life.
I feel like we're doing something that isn't generally done a lot or, you know, at least as far as the way that we're doing it, I feel like it's quite unique. There's plenty of great podcast shows out there, even in the genre, I suppose, you know, in the sort of the supernatural genre. But I suppose we're offering something, you know, unique that's, you know, we're all kind of putting, everyone who's involved in it is putting their kind of the heart and soul into. And, we want, like I said, we really want to grow this thing into something that everyone can, more and more people can enjoy more often. And that's the plea of the content creators, the producers in our case, because we've worked pretty hard on this over the last year and a half, and we want to see it grow. And
we're in a creator economy, so we need to create.
Absolutely. The main question we're going to get, and we already have started getting, is, okay, why are we now releasing, you know, publicly online rather than just keeping it gated on Patreon? Patreon's changed, the internet has changed, companies like Apple have introduced extra fees, which kind of, you know, made things more difficult for our supporters to, you know, support us because of, you know, doing things out of our control. Ultimately, we've decided that we're changing strategy to better control what we're doing and how we can offer it to people. And ultimately, our main goal is to get this in front of as many eyes and ears as possible. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Because what's a good story? Hopefully, a good story if it's not read or listened to or watched. And that's really why we've sort of had to make this change. I think we always planned to do something similar at some point, yes. But I think this has kind of just kicked us through the door a little bit earlier than we might have originally planned. But that's usually the way, as in our experiences as producers, that's usually the way things happen. So, yes. So this is super interesting. Anyway, I'll be interested to see what happens over the next year. As we sort of grow this thing, as we meet more and more people who are keen on the series.
Also, if we can grow the audience, it warrants doing Comic-Cons.
Yes.
I'd love to do Comic-Cons.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Actually meet people who listen to the show in person.
In the UK, in the US even. So the possibilities, and we've had fans, current fans, tell us this, the possibilities for the project are pretty big. I mean, even thinking to your original interview with Luella last year that we just published recently as our first sort of test stream, actually, on the whatever channel you're listening to this on. You know, we've got potential ideas for, you know, games, interactive things, books, additional comics, board games. I don't know, you name it, we can think of it.
Merchandise,
whatever people want, you know, we've got ideas for it. It's just, you know, this is why we want to build, put it in front of the audience, a bigger audience, and hopefully get people on board listening to Emily and Jess and May and everyone else. And yeah,
and Paul.
Anyway, that's probably enough from us from now. We will probably do more sort of interesting, I guess, in-depth producery stuff for you guys to sort of understand. Definitely in terms, if you've got any questions of what goes into producing a podcast, or in our case, an audio drama / comic book / everything else that we're doing. If you've got ideas yourself and you want to think, oh, how could I make my own? We're happy to chat to you about our experience, about the experiences we've got coming, pretend that we don't know about because it's only January and we've got a, you know, big old year ahead of us. So if you've got any thoughts or questions, wherever possible, you can either, if you're listening to this on a platform with comments, drop a question in the comments. Otherwise, you can email us at tfd@ropicturesuk.com. Reach us there, or you can get us on our socials, Instagram, Facebook. Those are our main ones currently. Yep. And we really hope you enjoy season one and all the other content that is to come. So that's me, Cal, producer, and Julia, also producer, but more producery as exec producer. Lovely talking to you guys, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Chat with you soon.
Bye.
Bye.